Gamify, how gamification motivates people to do extraordinary things. Author, Brian Burke. Beyond the hype. Have you ever checked in at a location? If so, you're probably familiar with Foursquare, an early and inspiring example of gamification. Launched in 2009, Foursquare distinguished itself from other location-based services by awarding points for checking into locations. Before Foursquare, who knew that people would want to be the mayor of their favourite hangouts? It didn't become a goal until Foursquare made it one. This is the essence of gamification. It's the application of typical elements of game playing. For example, point scoring, competition with others, rules of play, to other areas of activity. It can be used to motivate customers, employees and communities to change behaviours, develop skills and drive innovation. If a business can identify the goals it shares with its audiences or provide its audience with goals that are meaningful to them and can leverage gamification to motivate these players to meet these goals, then the company can achieve the business outcomes it's looking for. The key to gamification success is to engage people on an emotional level and motivate them to achieve their goals. Since its launching, the user base of Foursquare has soared to 40 million users. Not only has Foursquare taken off, the gamification trend has skyrocketed along with it. Hundreds of gamified solutions have appeared over the past few years. Consultants are readying their services. Technology providers are scrambling to add it to their offerings, and the press is buzzing. But with all of this attention comes the usual tendency to overhype. And what we see in the new technology business is that with that hype comes inevitable failure, as organisations rush to implement a promising new solution without fully understanding the criteria for success. It's time to go beyond the hype and explore the realistic potential for leveraging gamification. Motivation, the gamification endgame. Gamification is about engaging people on an emotional level and motivating them to achieve their goals. Engagement gets a lot of airtime. The focus is usually on the quantity of interactions rather than the quality. Recent research indicates that engagement is not one-dimensional, and it's important to distinguish between emotional engagement and transactional engagement. Transactional engagement is shaped by the employee's concern to earn a living and to meet minimal expectations of the organisation, while emotional engagement is driven by a desire on the part of the employees to do more for the organisation than is normally expected, and in return they receive more in terms of greater and a more fulfilling psychological contract. The problem is that organisations often rely on transactional engagement strategies in their interactions. We need to shift our focus on emotional engagement if we want to truly motivate people. Give meaning to players. The primary distinction between gamification and traditional incentive and rewards programs is that gamification engages people in a way that's meaningful to them. Understanding this distinction can help organizations focus on what makes gamification such a powerful technique to engage a target audience. Video games primarily engage people on a whimsical level to entertain them. Rewards programs engage players on a transactional level to compensate them. Gamification engages players on an emotional level to motivate them. Gamified steps to change behavior. We're creatures of habit, and whether you have a desire to develop a good habit or overcome a bad habit, the change is hard. Sometimes we need help and guidance from experts to make the change. Gamification can provide both. There are common steps that can be applied to many different applications. Let's examine each of these steps to understand how organizations have designed experiences that leverage game mechanics to lead people through the transformation journey. 1. Set goals. You've to set a meaningful goal that engages all players. These goals can be shared on Facebook and Twitter, and the progress appears every time a user logs onto the website. 2. Use triggers. Gamified solutions set up triggers to start to change behaviours. A gamified app on your phone can remind you to take your medication, or fill out your pain report. 3. Take baby steps. The key to achieving larger goals is to break them into small, manageable steps. Getting into shape is hard, but a simple concrete step like taking the stairs instead of taking the escalator is something we can manage. 4. Find kindred spirits. You don't need to literally surround yourself with people going through the same change. You can do it virtually with a group of people using the same gamified solution. 5. Enlist support from friends. O-Power enables players to connect with their Facebook friends to compare energy usage, enter energy reduction competitions, and share energy saving tips. 6. Build complexity over time. Change needs to start with small steps, but more complex behaviours can be developed over time. 7. Repeat until habits are formed. Once the new behaviour is learned, it needs to be repeated over a period of time until a new habit is formed. Using gamification to develop skills. While there's a lot of variation in how gamification is applied to learning and developing skills, the common steps typically applied include 1. Defining the goal. Setting your goal to the next waypoint provides clarity and purpose to your journey. 2. Break down the steps. Gamification takes players on a journey, balancing skills they're developing with the level of challenge that the game presents. 3. Check for dependencies. We must be sure there are no gaps in learning that will hinder students in subsequent material. 4. Create theory, practice, engagement loops. Gamification uses engagement cycles, which provide players with instruction, a challenge, and feedback on their attempts to complete the challenge. 5. Celebrate success. Recognizing achievements is important for maintaining engagement. In gamification, achievements are recognized in a number of ways. Badges are used in all types of gamification solutions, including behavior change and driving innovation. But they have special meaning in developing skills because these badges represent micro-credentials that can be used to certify skills attainment. Using gamification to drive innovation. Gamified innovation solutions tend to be competition-based. When organizations are looking for innovative ideas, they often need to identify a small number of the best ideas, so a competitive structure works well. Gamification can leverage the following set of approaches to innovation solutions. 1. Enlist players. A critical mass of players is required for crowdsourced innovation solutions to be successful, and building the player base will require some effort. Encouraging players to join is particularly important in employee-facing solutions, as sometimes employees need to overcome the mindset that participation in innovation isn't part of their job. 2. Solicit ideas. The target audience must be encouraged to submit bold ideas. In most gamified innovation solutions, idea submission is rewarded with a large share of points, shares, influence, or whatever rewards element is in use. 3. Select ideas. The power of the crowd really starts to show in an idea selection. Ideas are evaluated and voted on by community members to ensure that the best ideas bubble to the top. 4. Develop ideas. One of the main challenges that innovators face is that they lack many of the skills required to develop an idea so that it can be ready for launching. 5. Get to the launch. All organizations need to ensure that an appropriate process is in place to take innovations from the idea stage to the project stage. Rethinking motivation in a connected world. Gamification isn't new. Game mechanics have always been used to engage and motivate people to achieve their goals throughout recorded history. Gamification is about rethinking motivation in a world where we're more often connected digitally than physically. It's about building motivation into a digitally engaged world. And we're just getting started in this journey. Gamification will continue to develop for many years to come.